Hello, this is my Lenten Diary for April the 7th, 2014. This is Monday in the fifth week of Lent. I don't remember when I first learned or first sang this little ditty of a children's song. Somebody probably taught it to me in a vacation Bible school somewhere. It's a song sung by millions and millions. If you're my age, in your mid-50s, you probably learned it in a Sunday school class. It's been taught over countless denominations all over this country. I won't sing it, but it goes like this. Jesus loves me, this I know, for the Bible tells me so. Little ones to him belong, they are weak, but he is strong. Yes, Jesus loves me. Yes, Jesus loves me. Yes, Jesus loves me. The Bible tells me so. There's something profound about the simplicity of that song and its message that even all these years later, I can sing it and immediately be transported back in my memory to countless Sunday school classrooms and countless vacation Bible schools across my childhood, where we spent lots of time singing, lots of time telling and listening to the great stories of the Bible, and making any number of things out of the most unusual materials, usually involving paper plates, glitter, pipe cleaners, maybe some dried pinto beans, copious amounts of glue, and always the construction paper. What I remember from those classrooms is not particularly the crafts, or in some cases even the specific lesson from the Bible. What I remember was feeling accepted, feeling loved, feeling welcomed, and feeling safe. Growing up, the church was like my second home, this little local church of a few scores of people, all doing their best to serve their Lord, Jesus. We had a moment of holy pandemonium yesterday here at Trinity Church. I got to behave like a kid early of the day as I had my hair painted purple, in recognition of us reaching a goal of collecting over 1,000 pounds of food for a local food charity. But then, following the worship service, we had children and adults in our parish hall engaged in a prayerful, if rambunctious, process of constructing crosses. Crosses of all sorts and shapes, crosses decorated in any number of ways. Some of those crosses people were going to take home for their Holy Week devotions. Others of those crosses will be given away in a particular fashion here from our corner at Trinity Church. But an interesting comment was made to me about the whole cross-making exercise. There were probably 55, 70 people in the room. And someone commented to me, the children seem to take to the task with a lot more excitement than the adults. I think that's probably why we need children around, to remind us not to take everything so seriously. To remind us that we needn't be perfect to be loved. To remind us that it is okay to let go of our need for control and just abandon ourselves to the project, to remind us that prayer can be filled with laughter and filled with some degree of even silliness, and that all will be well. In today's gospel reading from Mark at the daily office, we had that wonderful story where Jesus sets child in the midst of his disciples who've been arguing about who's the greatest. And he says, if you don't behave like one of these, if you don't become like a child, you'll never get the kingdom of God. The kingdom of God, that elusive mystery that Jesus proclaimed in his ministry, it cannot be contained by our logic. It cannot be learned such that we can get control over it. The kingdom of God is holy chaos, loud pandemonium, lots of laughter. The kingdom of God is full of joy. Not fleeting happiness, but joy. Joy in knowing that God loves us even when we struggle to love God. Today, I was noticing the juxtaposition of our collect that was assigned for the day and this story of Jesus and the child. I was thinking about our holy pandemonium in the parish hall yesterday. I believe that God wants us to be joyful, even in Lent, and that we don't have to wait until some sweet by and by on the other side of the grave to experience the glory of God's joy right now. And maybe we begin to experience some of God's joy when we can fully embrace that little children's song that Jesus loves us for who we are, nothing more and nothing less. Let us pray. Be gracious to your people, we entreat you, O Lord, that they, repenting day by day of the things that displease you, may be more and more filled with love of you and of your commandments, and being supported by your grace in this life, may come to the full enjoyment of eternal life in your everlasting kingdom. Through Jesus Christ our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, forever and ever. Amen.